I look forward very much to the day when we can all be back in our branches again and we can see customers. We miss customers very much. We have been very busy while the branches have been closed. We're still issuing library cards and, of course, adding ebooks and e-audio to the collection several times a week and holding virtual programs. But we do look forward to the day when we can be back in person.
I think we all look forward to those days when you can walk up and go to the library and just do a lot of the regular things that we do. We had talked a few weeks ago about this, but CurlCon is such a popular event with the library, and CurlCon is still taking place, but this year virtually.
That's right. It's taking place online, they have all kinds of things that on this page that you can go to on the website. So you can go to librarypoint.org/curl, CRRL-con, and see there's even a social media costume parade. You can dress up in your cosplay, take a photo, and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the hashtag CurlCon. And those photos could be shared on Curl's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. I was thinking this could be a really fun activity for a rainy afternoon the whole family could take part in. You can also find out how to read comics for free online, both from the library and from other places, too. I was recently thinking of graphic novels because during this time, during COVID-19, I have found it difficult at times to concentrate on my reading, which I love reading. I read every day, or I try to, but I'm having this problem concentrating. But when that happened, I found that I could still enjoy graphic novels. I especially like reading them on my tablet because I can enlarge the different text blocks if I need to instead of having to squint like a tiny print.
CurlCon on the whole virtual idea and to be able to dress up and post things, that's fun. I mean, I could see where I might not want to dress up and have gone to CurlCon, but to, you know, actually just take a picture at home, that is a fun way to do it.
It is. And you don't need to have an elaborate costume or anything, you know, official Marvel gear or anything like that. You know, you can take a red sheet and make it into a cape or something, you know, just fun. And I think it just invites you to carve out that time and be imaginative and creative. Sometimes we just need an invitation to do that in our own lives. And I think for me, CurlCon is that invitation, both in person. So the next time that we can do this in person, I look forward to that. But virtually, we can be doing that as well at home.
I think we've all learned over the last few months now that even though none of these things virtually are as fun as being there, we can still do some things. We still can make some memories.
That's right. Yes. Making memories is so, so crucial. And this is an invitation to do that, too.
We are almost to the point, it's hard to believe, for summer reading, and that will go on also. No matter what happens and how long a lot of this lasts, summer reading, when it gets here, will start and go forward.
Yes, summer reading is coming June 1st, and the theme this year is called Dig Deeper. It is for all ages, so summer reading is not just for kids or kids and teens. It's also for adults, and we have plenty of adults who join in the fun, too. You can sign up for an email reminder to just keep track of when summer reading is live for registration. You can go to librarypoint.org/summer, and you'll see a button there to click and sign up for that email reminder. And this year, you'll be able to log your reading online and participate in missions, which are kind of like fun adventures that you go on and you explore different aspects of all kinds of topics. And you can also earn points for virtual raffle tickets. You'll be able to participate in summer reading totally from home.
Boy, every year when we talk about summer reading, we talk about how important it is because of what kids lose over the summer. And this year, you think about it's way more important this year to try to keep your kids reading something. So it's been so long since they've actually been in school.
Yes, keeping kids reading every day is so important to prevent that summer slide and the loss of what they have built up throughout the school year. So, you know, reading anything, we have so many different materials that you can download through OverDrive. You can download chapter books, picture books, read-alongs, where it actually reads the book out loud to you for beginning readers. All kinds of books for different interests and age levels to keep kids reading all summer long.
So again, June 1st is when everything starts. Get ready for summer reading because everything is it will take place virtually, and like you said, you can be reminded of it. But June 1st is when summer reading. The whole summer reading program is such an important part of what the Central Rappahannock Regional Library does. So don't miss out and get your family. And like you said, you the whole family can participate.
That's right. You can sign up, and just one person can sign everyone up. I can go there and sign myself up. I can sign up my children, and we can kind of be, I can even help them manage their accounts through my own account. So you don't have to have a separate username for each person. I can do that just under my username as well. It's kind of one stop, sign up and participate. And it will be going all summer long. So if you miss June 1st, you can still sign up June 15th or July 15th and participate in it. It's a lot of fun.
Adriana Puckett, the Collection Services Coordinator with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here this morning. How difficult, because as we talk about all that we do and all that the library is offering, if I've got a Kindle, walk me through downloading ebooks onto my Kindle.
Oh, I would love to. This is one of my most favorite things to talk about. And actually, the most popular way that people read ebooks on through the library is to download it to their Kindle device or their Kindle app. The Kindle app is a free download on your smartphone or tablet, and you don't have to choose between your Kindle device or your Kindle app. I often switch between those two, so I can switch from reading on my Kindle at night to reading, say, the same book on my cell phone if I'm sitting and waiting somewhere. So we have a new video coming that will actually show this process to you in step-by-step detail so you can follow along. But just to summarize the process, basically, I always recommend, if you have a smartphone, start from the Libby app. That is OverDrive's free app, and it is fabulous. They are always making all of these great improvements to it. And search for the book that you want. If it's available and you can download it today, that's great. If not, you may need to put a hold on it, and then you'll be notified when that book comes in, when it's available. Most ebooks check out to one person at a time. And if it's available, then you are able to click download, and then you can send it over to your Kindle. You will need to sign into your Amazon account at that point, and then you choose which Kindle to send it to. And you can sync it on your devices, and then it will appear in both your Kindle app or your Kindle device. The Kindle syncing allows you to track your reading from the device to the Kindle and to switch back and forth. So it may take a few minutes to get it set up initially, but once you have it set up, you'll be downloading books just really quickly.
And that's it. That's all there is to it.
That is it. And you have it checked out for 2 weeks. You can return it earlier than if you want to, say, check out another book. You are able to check out 10 books at a time per card and put 15 holds on titles at that point.
And when you've downloaded it onto your Kindle after 2 weeks, then poof, it's gone?
It is gone after that. If you haven't finished reading it, you can put another hold on it or check it out if it's available. The good news is that there are no overdue fees whatsoever, so you never have to worry about, you know, returning it before you get have an overdue fee.
Last time we talked, the number of library cards that people had gotten was just astonishing. That a lot of people in these days are discovering the library. I guess it would slow down some, but that's got to be exciting that so many people are getting library cards for themselves and their families and for the first time.
Yes, we have issued over 1,200 library cards since the branches were closed. And a lot of those people customers are coming and they're discovering OverDrive for the first time and signing up to download ebooks and e-audio. So just in the last 30 days, we've had over 5,500 library customers check out more than 30,000 ebooks and e-audio on OverDrive. So that is still happening. If you don't have a library card, and if not everyone in your family has a library card, you can go ahead and apply for those online, and you will be sent your library card number, your information. And then you can get hooked up with starting to download these ebooks and e-audio.
LibraryPoint.org, again, is the website. There's also the Facebook page gives you all kinds of updated information, and you just have a lot of fun with the Facebook page. Talk about My Librarian, because that can help you. That's a great help.
This is such an awesome service that the library offers. I'm always telling people about it, and because I think it's just so neat that you can have your own personal book coach, which is really what the My Librarians are. My Librarians are library staff who specialize in a certain genre or subject topic, and they put together a personal list of recommendations for you based on something that you already love. So you could say, I love James Patterson, or I love Margaret Atwood. I really loved The Handmaid's Tale. Please recommend something else like it. And they will put together a list of materials for you, and you can explore that. You can find all the My Librarians on LibraryPoint.org, and there is just a simple form that you fill out that asks about what you like to read, and then you receive this personalized book list that is just for you. And you can be even more specific than a title or an author. You can say, I like books that have certain aspects to them, that have a spooky theme or a spooky atmosphere, or I don't like books with violence. So, you know, you can get very, very detailed about your requests. But it's not just for adults or teens. Kids can join in on that as well. And even parents and caregivers can request lists for their children. Right. Let's say your fifth grader just finished all Percy Jackson and you're looking for the next favorite. They can provide that information for you.
Now, it's great because you can't possibly sometimes know everything that's out there.
I think one thing that many people are missing is that interaction where you come in and you can talk to your librarian or your library staff about what they're reading or about the latest books. But we are still here to provide that information, and the My Librarians are kind of the experts at doing that. If a My Librarian says that they specialize in fantasy or mystery, then they really have become familiar with that genre and up to date with all the different aspects of that. So it is a great resource to find out new reading things to add to your reading pile.
Adriana Puckett with the library here. Talk about Amazon Smile.
So right now it seems like many of us are relying on Amazon to deliver all kinds of things like household goods. But with just a few clicks, you can sign up through Amazon Smile and support the library with your regular purchases, no additional cost to you. So Amazon donates 0.5% of the price of your eligible Amazon Smile purchases to the charitable organization of your choice. And you can actually designate the library to receive that. So to sign up, you just go to smile.amazon.com. And you follow the prompts to sign in. You just use your regular Amazon login credentials. Once you've done that, you'll be able to select the charity you would like to support. So you just search for Friends of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, and then that's it. As long as you start each Amazon order at that smile.amazon.com link, the library will receive a portion of your purchase. And when many library customers support the library in that way, those contributions can really add up.
Any other virtual events going on that we need to know about?
Yes, the library is still hosting many events. They've just moved online. So you can see all of those if you go to virtual events from the library's librarypoint.org's main navigation bar. And you can see the events page for information on how to connect to each meeting. This month, there are things like virtual English conversation groups, virtual French conversation groups, and book groups like Books and Beer. And online events aren't just for adults. There's still story times happening online and more events for kids and teens happening this summer. Also on Fridays on Facebook and the Curl Book Chat group between 11 and 12, librarians are providing real-time book recommendations as well.
When you're looking for something to do with your kids, Central Rappahannock Regional Library, lots of options there.
Yes, librarypoint.org, there is actually a link for parents and caregivers that has all kinds of ideas, both at the library and in the community, and different websites and things like that as well. We still have people putting on story time, so you can do a story time about bunnies or different things that are just fun for the kids.
Adriana Puckett with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, the Collection Services Coordinator. Any exciting things happening that you want to talk about?
Yes, one thing we did that's brand new is a monthly staff picks list from our My Librarians, and it also includes some selections from our director, Martha Hutzel. I always love seeing all the diverse books that librarians are reading, because there truly is something for everyone in that list. You can find that list right on the front of Library Point for May, and then there'll also be one for June as well. And all of those books you can find in both ebook and some have e-audio options as well, but you'll be able to download those books too. It's also Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, so we have a collection of books for that as well. And for juvenile books, we have mystery books for Happy Mystery Month. And for teens, we have a list of books from Cafe Book, which is a program at the library. And these were top book selections, so kind of perennial favorites for teens, too. So lots of great book ideas, and all of those lists are available with ebook and ebook options.
Again, librarypoint.org. In these tough times, the library is there. Can't wait for the library to open again, and I know you guys can't either, just to see you all face-to-face. Thank you so much, Adriana.
Thank you so much for having me, Ted.